And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can stream DirecTV satellite-free.
Hey, Frank, a little birdie told me you don't need a satellite dish to get DirecTV.
What's little birdie?
Was it Jimmy the Sparrow?
It's a figure of speech. Point is, you can stream DirecTV over the internet now.
Oh, sure. Next you're going to tell me those big birds are made of metal and filled with people, right?
You mean airplanes?
Stream DirecTV without a satellite dish. Call 1-800-DIRECTV. Terms or restrictions apply.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Welcome to Zaslow Show 2.0, presented from day one by Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys. You're dealing with any kind of accident, any personal injury, slip and fall, motorcycle, car accident, bike. Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys, 800-747-FREE. That's 800-747-3733. Title sponsors from day number one. No, before day number one of Zaslow Show 2.0, my guys Mark Anajar, Glenn Levine, Ellie Anajar, they believe in me. If you're listening to the show right now and you're dealing with any kind of personal injury, I'm sending you to my friends, Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys. You don't have to deal with the insurance companies. You don't have to deal with the medical bills. You need to focus on getting right. That's where they come in. They handle all the stuff that you don't want to be bothered with. You need to make sure you're getting healthy, and they're going to make sure you're getting the money that you deserve. Anajar and Levine, Accident Attorneys, 800-747-FREE. That's 800-747-3733. Proud title sponsors of Zaslow Show 2.0. Welcome aboard. This is Zaslow Show 2.0. Welcome, Zaslow Show 2.0. It is a Wednesday, the 3rd of July. Good to have you aboard, part of the Believe Podcast Network, and presented as always by Anajar and Levine, Accident Attorneys, 800-747-FREE, 800-747-3733. Title sponsor of everything Zaslow Show 2.0, including my wrestling podcast. It's still real to me. If you're involved in any kind of an accident, I send you to where you're going to be treated like family. That's right. Title sponsor of Zaslow Show 2.0, Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys, 800-747-FREE, 800-747-3733. You know, I like to place a wager every now and then. Everyone likes to place a wager every now and then. Why not? And Bet Online, that's your number one source for all your sports betting needs this summer. Baseball, golf, soccer, all the top fights in UFC, boxing, WWE, every stat, every matchup, even live odds and spreads while the games are being played. When the game's over, you head on over to the Bet Online Casino, get in on a game of blackjack or poker, maybe unwind with one of over 150 slot games. Head to the Bet Online website today, get in on the action, use promo code BELIEVE for your 50% free bet credit on your first deposit up to $250. Bet Online. The game starts here. So glad to have you aboard here on a Wednesday. We're coming at you a little bit later here today. Did ESPN Radio Carlin versus Joe today? If you missed any of that, download the podcast on the ESPN app or wherever you're listening to Zaslow Show 2.0 right now. You could find the Carlin versus Joe podcast. Hosted it today with Ian Fitzsimmons, who is normally and my girl Amber Wilson's partner in the evenings. So we had some fun today, hit on all the good national stuff. I hope you guys check it out. But I'm mostly glad that you're listening right now to Zaslow Show 2.0. So here's what we got going on today. We still have NBA free agency. We got NBA stuff. The Heat, they've done nothing. We got a little bit of that to get into. And we're going to start out here with your Florida Panthers. Now, here's what we got as far as the Panthers go. Number one, let's get some transaction business out the way. Earlier today, Anton Lundell. That's right. 6-year deal. He was a restricted free agent. He didn't even sign an offer sheet with another team. Went straight to negotiating with the Panthers. Excellent job by Bill Zito. You knew that Lundell wasn't going to go anywhere. Love Sasha Barkov. It's like his idol because they're both Finnish. He's staying with Barkov. Barkov's got, I believe, 6 more years left. Lundell just signed for 6 years. 6 years, $30 million. So average annual value, $5 million. That's a lot. You're hoping he'll outperform it. But now, think about this. The Panthers court, and they're about to lock up for Hagee. They're about to lock up Bennett with extensions. So think about the guys that are signed long-term on this team. Barkov, Tkachuk, it'll be for Hagee. It'll be Bennett, Forsling, Reinhart, and now Lundell. You got 7 guys, part of the core, who are locked up long-term. Excellent job by the Panthers. Yesterday, they signed defenseman Nate Schmidt, who was released a buyout with Winnipeg. Feels a little bit like the Oliver Ekman-Larsson situation last year when he was bought out and had a big bounce back year on the cheap for the Panthers. Only $800,000 they had to spend on Nate Schmidt. I checked it out. Really good plus minus guy. So it seems like he could be a top 4 defensive pairing guy. So the defense right now is what's been killed in free agency with Oliver Ekman-Larsson and Brandon Montour leaving. That's been hurt. But now Forsling, Ekblad, you still have Kulikov, Mikola, and now you have Nate Schmidt. Will he be paired with Balinskis? Will there be somebody else? I don't know, but it feels like you got 5 real good options with your defensive pairings. And the Panthers' fourth line is going to – now, they still may bring back Nick Cousins, but the Panthers' fourth line is looking like it's going to be brand new. You'll have A.J. Greer, who they signed, 2 other guys as well. I don't remember their names. But otherwise, the Panthers' depth, the top 9, looking excellent. First line's completely intact. Second line's completely intact. Lundell, Loisterinen on that third line, and you're probably going to – you hope that Mackie Samuskevich will be ready next season to wind up being a full-time member of the team. So top 9 looks pretty good, and that fourth line will wind up being good enough. So excellent job there by Bill Zito. The key is you have the core all wrapped up, and the other parts, they wind up becoming interchangeable. So you got all these guys, 7 core members of the team who are locked up with long-term deals. Excellent job, as you would expect from Panthers general manager Bill Zito. Yesterday was a good day for the Panthers. Today continues to be a good day for the Panthers. And of course, I mean, what are we talking here? 9 straight mornings. 9 straight mornings you have woken up, and the Florida Panthers are Stanley Cup champs. And of course, I watched the final call. Sean McDonough counting down the seconds as the Panthers won the Stanley Cup 9 days ago. That's what I'm talking about. So obviously, we got the day started off on a good note. Now, otherwise, yesterday was also a good news day for the Panthers because, how about this? The Panthers, they finally dropped that bum-ass Bally Sports Florida. That's right. No more Bally Sports Florida. The technical issues, the sound issues, the timing being off, the wrong game being played. Bally Sports Florida fucking sucks. And now they're donezo. The Panthers dropped them. That's great news. It's great news as long as the current talent, we're talking Goldie, Randy Moeller on the call. We're talking Jessica Blaylock. We're talking Craig Minervini, Joe Vanovsky. As long as the talent carries over, then it's great news. And that certainly appears to be the case, that all the current contracts that were under Bally are transferring over to, what are they, Scripps Sports or Scripps TV? Who gives a shit? The point is, they're now going to be on over-the-air broadcast television. You know how long it's been since one of our favorite local teams has been on over-the-air broadcast television. Apparently, the Panthers are like the fourth team right now. I think Vegas does. Utah is going to be doing it. And one other team, I think, is on over-the-air broadcast television. No, not cable. Bally is cable. Over-the-air broadcast is like, you know, CBS 4, NBC 6, Fox, ABC, Local 10, and WSFL Channel 39. So the Panthers are now moving to WSFL Channel 39. And like one of the Panthers executives said, all you got to do now to get Panther games, you buy yourself an, if your television doesn't carry it, you buy yourself an antenna, you hook it up to your television. You can get over-the-air broadcast television with that. And your Panther games now are free. You don't have to pay for cable to get the Panthers. You don't have to pay for a Bally Sports app to get the Panthers. And for folks who are out of town, you're like, oh man, but at least I was able to order Bally. From what I understand, there is going to be an app that you could order. Now, this story is not complete yet because, for instance, and this is weird that this is the case. Like, I get my, I have DirecTV Stream. That's my cable provider. I like it. I have DirecTV Stream. And for instance, I have My33. Like, sometimes Inter Miami will be on My33. I don't have WSFL 39. For whatever reason, that's not on the DirecTV Stream package. Now, there's time. What are we talking here? It's July, October. Got about 3 months for them to figure it out. And it's almost definite that all the cable providers, mine included, DirecTV Stream, will now add WSFL TV 39. So I'm not worried about that. They're going to wind up adding it. And if they don't, there will be other options. Like I said, there's going to be an app that you'll be able to download and you'll be able to watch the games. But all of our cable providers are going to wind up adding a local over-the-air broadcast television network. So this is excellent news. There was always problems. I mean, what was it? I think it was one of the playoff games, right? I think it was in the first round. Remember, it was in the first round, and I was mad that the Panther game wasn't. I was like some high school show or some fishing bullshit. And Bally couldn't figure it out. Like, you would call them like, yeah, the game's blacked out locally. No, it's fucking not. No, it's not. And people be, oh, but you could just put on the national broadcast. I know that. I want to watch Goldie and Moeller. I want the local broadcast. And then by like the third period, Bally figured it out. Bally's telling you, no, the game's blacked out. No, it's not. They eventually figured out Bally sucks. The production sucks. The graphics suck. The customer service sucks. The quality sucks. It was awful. It's about time that one of our teams dropped their ass. So the Panthers are the first one, and now they'll be on over-the-air broadcast television. Love it. Great news for everyone. So yesterday was a big news day for the Panthers as far as on the ice and for us watching on our televisions. Really, really great job. All right. Before we get to some Heat stuff, you guys know there's all kinds of deals always going on at the official car dealership of Zaslow Show 2.0. You know I'm talking about North Fort Lauderdale Subaru. That's right. And the summer sales event, it's going on right now at North Fort Lauderdale Subaru. Incredible deals on all new Subarus in stock, as well as every pre-owned vehicle on their lot. You can enjoy a fully, here's the key, it's really hot outside. Well, at North Fort Lauderdale Subaru, you can enjoy a fully indoor shopping experience, perfect for this hot, hot summer. And right now at North Fort Lauderdale Subaru, you can make zero down payment, make zero payments for 3 months, make zero security deposit. Plus, right now, get 0% APR financing on featured new Subarus. Also, 0% APR available for up to 72 months on the Subaru Solterra, or lease it for just $329 a month for 36 months with zero down. That's right. What about leasing Subaru Crosstrek? Just $219 a month for 36 months with $59.95 due at signing. All offers with approved credit, go to nflsubaru.com. That's nflsubaru.com for full details. Whatever you're looking for, you're going to get a relaxed, cool, indoor car shopping experience at North Fort Lauderdale Subaru. Don't miss the summer sales event going on all month long. North Fort Lauderdale Subaru, the location you know, with an experience you'll love. All right. So, good opportunity. Oh, hold on. Let me take a sip of my vitamin water. Hang on a second. All right. Good opportunity for me to tell you guys tomorrow. It's 4th of July. Hope everyone be safe. All right. Please look, if you want to do the stupid firework, it's so played out. If you want to do the stupid fireworks, do it tomorrow, but it doesn't start tonight, July 3rd, and you don't do it July 5th. Get it all out the way tomorrow. All right. I'm so over the fireworks. The dogs hate it. It's a pain in the ass. They're so scared tomorrow night, but whatever. If you're going to do it, do it. You get it all out of your system because July 5th, it's over. No more of that bullshit. Now, I am on ESPN tomorrow. I'm filling in for Greeny. So I'm on 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. tomorrow. ESPN Radio. I hope you hang out doing it with Mark Zeno. We've done it with him. He's a fill-in. He's based out of Atlanta. And on Friday, July, I'm working here. You know, if you guys are lucky enough, you got the long weekend. Got hashtag blessed. I'm working here. Friday, and we will be doing Zaslow Show 2.0 tomorrow. Just it's going to come out after I do Greeny tomorrow. So early afternoon episode of Zaslow Show 2.0 tomorrow. Earlier than this one today. All right. Anyway, and then Friday, I'm doing Greeny and Carlin versus Joe. Yep. Long day. 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Friday, and I'm hosting with SportsCenter anchor Randy Scott. So that's going to be a lot of fun. I hope you guys listen, but both days, you could obviously expect a great episode of Zaslow Show 2.0. Now, today was a big NBA news day. That's right. How about this? On the same day, can you imagine this? I mean, what a coincidence. LeBron James and Bronny James both agreed to deals with the Lakers. LeBron, 2 years, $104 million. It's a 1+1 deal. 2 years, $104 million. Bronny James, 4 years, fully guaranteed, $7.9 million for the number 55 overall pick in the draft. How about that? So Bronny James, 4 years, $7.9 million. Now, it's not unheard of. It's not unprecedented. It's rare for a second-round pick to get not only a four-year deal, but also a fully guaranteed deal. That's very, very rare. But you know the way Rich Paul operated with this scenario. He totally held the Lakers' feet to their fire. He threatened the other teams with drafting him, and I'm sure he's threatened the Lakers as well. You'll never do business with a clutch client ever again if you don't give us everything that we want. So there you go. LeBron, 1+1. Bronny, 4 years. I'm a little bit surprised. Now, could this be it for LeBron? Could he be just doing these 2 years and then he's done? And it's like, okay, I'm gonna help Bronny get his feet wet, get him settled, and then I'm going to wind up retiring. I'll walk away. That could be the case. I'm a little bit surprised. I don't expect that. I'm a little bit surprised it was a 1+1. Although, you really shouldn't be because this allows him to continue threatening the Lakers with him leaving. You better do all the moves that I want. But I don't think LeBron's retiring anytime soon. LeBron's going to be 40 in December. I think LeBron is going to play 5 more years. Yep. I think he's going to play 5 more years. Tom Brady played at a high level until he was 45. I think LeBron James looks at that and says, I can do that. Why can't I do that? I'm not slowing down at a rapid pace. Maybe I wasn't what I was, but I'm still a really good player. Look at my numbers. He's not just going to fall off a cliff all of a sudden. I think LeBron is playing at least 5 more years. I think Brady set the benchmark, 45 years old. I think LeBron is going to play until he's 45. Yep. That right there, you can have the GOAT debate and feel however you want about LeBron, Michael Jordan. I think Michael Jordan's the greatest. But the thing that LeBron has on Michael Jordan and everyone, of course, is the longevity. Is at 40 years of age, he's playing at this level. And you look at what Michael Jordan looked like his last couple years in the league. Now, Jordan's last couple years in the league, they were not bad by any stretch, but they weren't great. You look at what LeBron is doing and how long he's done it and how consistent he's done it for. And then if he could also do it like Tom Brady until he's 45, that right there, if you're going to make the case for LeBron being the greatest ever, that's what I would point to first. is the longevity and doing it at this age in a way that no one has ever done. That's the first thing that I would point to. So yesterday, Bronny James was introduced to the media. Introductory press conference for, not, by the way, not just Bronny James. Their first round pick, Dalton Knecht. Like, it wasn't the Bronny James press conference. Dalton Knecht, really good college player, dominated last season in college. And then there was also their second round pick, Bronny James, who went 55th overall, who's probably not an NBA player, who just got, who got the same amount of guaranteed years as Dalton Knecht. Anyway, introductory press conference for both Dalton Knecht and Bronny James. I want you to hear this, all right? So they're doing the back and forth questions, what have you. And then JJ Redick is sitting up there too. He's the head coach of the Lakers. He's never coached before, but he's going to coach the Lakers. JJ Redick is on stage, and as questions are being asked to Bronny back and forth, here's JJ Redick interjecting.
With Bronny, I want to clarify one thing you just said, which is Rob and I did not give Bronny anything. Bronny has earned this, right? Bronny talks about his hard work. Bronny has earned this through hard work. And for us, prioritizing player development, we view Bronny as like case study one, because his base level of feel, athleticism, point of attack defender, shooting, passing, there's a lot to like about his game. And as we sort of build out our player development program holistically, he's going to have a great opportunity to become an excellent NBA player.
Okay, now the key here is that JJ Redick interjected this. He wasn't asked about this. No one was directing a question at JJ Redick. He decided to interject his opinion and reiterate what is clearly a Laker PR talking point, which is to make sure everyone knows, even though it's not true, make sure everyone knows that Bronny earned this, that they selected him based on merit. Look, JJ can say that Bronny was drafted because he earned it. He can say that as many times as he wants. It doesn't mean that anyone's going to believe it. It doesn't mean that anyone has to believe it. Someone should tell JJ Redick, who totally gives off smartest guy in the room vibes. Smartest guy in the room. And you heard right there what he's talking about, this holistic approach, because apparently he's reinventing the coaching wheel. Someone should tell JJ, we, all of us, media, fans, whatever, somebody should tell him, no matter how many times you say it, we are allowed to believe whatever we want. If we don't believe that he was selected based on merit, if we don't think he's an NBA player, if we don't think that he's going to succeed, we're allowed to believe. If we think that you drafted him because of nepotism, if we think that LeBron and Rich Paul forced you to draft him, we're allowed to believe that. No matter how many times you want to take your Laker talking point and tell us something that is completely untrue, no matter what you want to say, we're allowed to believe whatever he wants. Okay? Somebody should let JJ Redick know. Now, here's another thing about JJ Redick. He very, very much gives off smartest guy in the room vibes. And I'm not rooting for him, by the way. Why do I have to root for him? I'm definitely not rooting for him. But there are so many reasons over the last couple of weeks why I hope this thing, I'm glad all these pieces are together, and I hope it's an unmitigated disaster. JJ Redick, all right, he interjects there. Want to make sure everybody knows he was selected based on merit. He has earned this. Because clearly, I mean, that's what everyone's talking about, that he hasn't earned it and he doesn't deserve it. You remember last week or 2 weeks ago, whatever it was, when JJ Redick was introduced as head coach, right? And someone asked him about what people think about him getting the job. And remember, he claimed that he didn't know it was being broadcast on television, radio. And that's when his response was, "I honestly don't give a fuck what anyone says." That's what he said. I don't know why he needed to be vulgar, but that's what he said. JJ Redick claims he doesn't give a fuck what anyone says, but he seems to be pretty locked in on what everyone says. Everyone is saying that Bronny doesn't deserve to be in the league and he didn't earn it. And he's letting everybody know, look, he did earn it. We selected him based on merit because he's very, very plugged in. JJ is very wired in. I'm telling you, it's not going to go well. and I'm not rooting for him. I'm not. I don't know why people need to say I'm rooting for him. I hope he does well. I don't hope he does well. What do I care? Why would I root for him? It's not my favorite team. I couldn't care less. And then you got Bronny. And listen, kid didn't ask for this. Seems like a nice kid. He's super polite. He's super well-mannered. Seems like a good kid. Bronny then tells you that playing with LeBron, playing with his dad, he was asked this, has never been his main, it hasn't been his main focus, hasn't thought about it much. Well, if playing with your dad isn't your main focus or wasn't your main focus, wasn't something you thought about very much, why did he and his representation turn down all the other requests to go work out for other teams? If he hasn't thought about playing with his father very much, if that's not something that he's thought about, why were the Lakers the only team that he was willing to work out for? If just having his name called and being in the NBA was the goal, why didn't he work out for every team that wanted to work him out? How can Bronny James sit up there and say playing with his dad is not something he's ever really thought about with a straight face? How does the entire room not burst out laughing? And just leave, because you're not being told anything but lies by everyone who's up there, except maybe Dalton Knecht. He was probably telling the truth. Matter of fact, he should say that. Like, Bronny should say, I've never thought about playing with my dad. It wasn't my main focus. And then he should follow that up with saying, I could say that because I think all of you are idiots. That's what he should actually say. In general, the Lakers, over the last few weeks, they talked to the media, who is a conduit for the fans, like we're all idiots. All idiots. Like, the Laker PR team can't possibly believe that anyone is buying this bullshit. Here's what it is. It's a parade of lies. That's what it is. The Lakers are rolling out a parade of lies. You got Bronny, who tells you he's never really thought about playing with his dad. You got LeBron, who tells you he has no say. He is not involved in any decisions that go on with the Lakers. You have Rich Paul, who tells you, no, LeBron, Bronny, completely separate. When I have a conversation with Bronny, it's only with Bronny. It does not involve his father. You got J.J. Redick, who's sitting there telling you, not only does he not care what anyone says, when he clearly does, but he's also telling you that Bronny, he earned this, he deserved it, we drafted him based on merit. The Lakers, they are rolling out a parade of lies. That's what this team is.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
When you find a deal on your favorite thing in the McDonald's app and order it, does that technically count as online shopping? Save money with the app. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
At participating McDonald's, prices may vary.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
A parade of lies. When I tell you about Brunt Insurance, though, there's no lying there. That's where I get my homeowner's insurance. That's where I get the best deal around. And that's how I know that my home is safe. We are heading into hurricane season. You better make sure that you're covered. And that's why I send you to Brunt Insurance. 954-589-2204. bruntinsurance.com. Wherever you're calling from in the state of Florida, we're all susceptible to hurricane season, and Brunt Insurance, they're going to know your area. They're going to know what you need for your coverage for your home because they have offices all throughout the state. That's right, from Pensacola all the way to the Keys and beyond. Brunt Insurance has you covered. I've been getting my homeowner's insurance year after year for over a decade now. I go to Greg Brunt and his team at Brunt Insurance. That's because I know that I'm getting the best rate out there. 954-589-2204 or go to bruntinsurance.com. When it comes to your home, renters, condo insurance, there's so many options. Your head's going to start spinning. It's going to fall off. Nobody wants that. Well, at Brunt Insurance, they specialize in making all the confusing crystal clear. Fully licensed staff, they can help you every step of the way. If that sounds like something you're interested in, how could you not be? 954-589-2204. 954-589-2204. Bruntinsurance.com. So I want to do a little bit on the Heat here, just real quick. And maybe by the time you listen to this, because you're listening in the future. I'm in the past right now. You're in the future. No spoilers. DeMar DeRozan's name has been floated out there for like the past 24 hours. He's the best free agent still available. He's 34 years old, but he's durable. He plays hard. He's a Heat kind of player. He doesn't shoot threes. Doesn't shoot many of them. Doesn't shoot them well. He's more like a lesser version of Dwayne Wade in that regard. But he would fit the Heat. Now, if they were to sign a guy like DeMar DeRozan, you then have to move Tyler Hero. You can't have two very bald, dominant guards like that in Hero and DeRozan. I don't think it works. I would like the Heat to sign DeRozan because why the hell not? But here's the thing. They're not signing DeMar DeRozan. I don't know how this conversation started. DeMar DeRozan is not taking the Heat's puny taxpayer mid-level exceptions, like $5 million a year, to come play for the Heat. What you're hoping for is if he'll take that one-year deal because all the money's dried up. There were only like six or seven teams with cap space to spend. There's going to be like double that next year. So your hope is that he decides to take a one-year deal and kind of punt his free agency until next year. That's what your hope is. But we went through this a couple years ago. DeMar DeRozan's tight with Kyle Lowry, which of course they had character concerns there if that's the case. But DeMar DeRozan's tight with Kyle Lowry. The Heat were interested a couple years ago. If he was not willing to take less money then, when Kyle Lowry was here, he's not going to do it now. It always comes down to money. There are other good teams out there besides Miami who could offer him the same that the Heat can, probably a little bit more. The Heat are not signing DeMar DeRozan. I don't know how it got started. Do not get your hopes up. All right, let's get to Big Deal or Not a Big Deal. Big Deal or Not a Big Deal, always brought to us by Caneswear. Caneswear is where we get all the big deals. Caneswear is the spot. Miami fans shop. And how about that Anton Lundell news? I told you, I was at Caneswear a couple days ago, went to the Anton Lundell autograph signing. Today, six-year deal for the young centerman. That's a great get now by Caneswear. How about that? Now, everybody knows at Caneswear, largest selection of Miami Hurricanes gear anywhere. But get all your Florida Panthers Stanley Cup championship gear at Caneswear. You want a hat, you want a shirt, you want a jersey, men, women, kids, anything you're looking for, all of our favorite local sports team apparel, Caneswear. It's more than a store. It's an experience. Stop by Caneswear in Davie, 2655 South University Drive, or go to caneswear.com. Caneswear is the spot South Florida sports fans shop for all of the big deals. Big deal or not a big deal? So we got the Klay Thompson news a couple days ago. Signs with the Mavericks. Michael Thompson, his father, two-time champion with the Lakers from the 80s, current Laker radio color analyst. He was on Frank and Scal starting lineup, SiriusXM NBA radio yesterday morning. You guys know that's my favorite show. Michael Thompson, he was not happy that Klay burned the Lakers.
What were your initial thoughts when, I'm sure he talked to you about it, but when this whole thing went down over the last 24 hours?
Yeah, hold your congratulations, Frank. And Scal, I'm not too feeling too much in a congratulatory mood right now. You know, because, I mean, obviously it's Klay's decision. It's his life. He's a grown man, 34 years of age, just like we were 34 at one time. Scal, Frank, and our father used to give us advice. And, you know, we would choose our own path. And that's fine. That's what life is supposed to be about. But I'm really disappointed. I was hoping, as you can you can assess that he would be a Laker. And it was close. It came down to the Lakers and the Mavs, but the Mavs won out. But you know me, I was hoping and praying he'd finish his career with the Lakers.
Yeah, I'm going big deal because I understand where Michael Thompson is coming from there. You know, how cool would that be? You're the father of one of the players who has now come over after spending his whole career not too far away in San Francisco and Oakland. And now you get to call his games all throughout the year. So I get the disappointment. I'm going not a big deal. Big deal or not a big deal. How about Chris Canty on Sportsmanlike every morning on ESPN Radio? Evan Cohen, that's my pal, 6:10 a.m. Eastern. Michelle Smallman, Chris Canty. Chris Canty, here are his expectations for the LA Lakers.
We're always going to look at LeBron James through the lens of can he compete for a championship, because that's the standard that he established for himself, not just with the way that he played, but what he said out of his mouth. Once upon a time, this is the guy that said, I'm chasing ghosts. Like, the guy that I'm pursuing is not even in the NBA. He retired 20 years ago. Like, that's what he said. He was chasing after Michael Jordan, you know, the first 2-3. That was the guy that he was trying to compete with. So everything that he does has been to try to catch up and try to eclipse Michael Jordan as the greatest player of all time. So, of course, the standard is the standard when it comes to any LeBron James-led team. We're going to view it through the lens of whether or not they compete and win a championship. And if they don't, it's a failed season. That's the only way to perceive it. So I don't understand why we feel like we have to move the goalposts or grease the skids for LeBron James as we're sitting here today, knowing that it's, you know, probably unlikely that they have a roster that's good enough to contend with the upper echelon teams in the West. I don't know why we have to do that for LeBron James, why we have to cushion the blow, cushion the reality that he's going into his year 22 season and that he's probably not good enough to elevate the team to get back to the NBA final.
I'm going not a big deal. It is very obvious at this point, and it's fine. I mean, that's their prerogative. It is very obvious at this point that winning championships, LeBron wants that. But it's not the number one priority. If it were the number one priority, this whole situation with his contract, this whole situation with Bronny, this whole situation with the coach would all have been handled differently. And that's okay. Winning doesn't have to be number one priority. His family is the number one priority. So not a big deal. Big deal or not a big deal? How about yesterday, WNBA All-Stars were announced. Angel Reese, who is having a fantastic rookie season, she was named an All-Star. She got very emotional.
Cheers.
Well, we won today. We won today, but they just told me I'm an All-Star. And, I mean, I'm just so happy. I know the work I put in. Coming into this league, so many people doubted me and didn't think my game would translate and I wouldn't be the player that I was in college or better or would be worse and wouldn't be where I am right now. But I trusted the process and I believed, and I'm thankful that I dropped to 7 and was able to come to Chicago. And like, it's just a blessing. I can't thank my teammates and my coaches enough for just believing in me and trusting me. And I know all of them are going to come to Phoenix and support me. So I'm really happy right now.
I'm going big deal. She has been fantastic this her rookie season, setting all kinds of rookie records with double-doubles. And for a girl who loves to play the villain, she's pretty emotional. She's got no problem showing the tears. I'm going big deal. And finally, big deal or not a big deal, this morning on FS1, what's the show called again? Is it called Craig Carton Show or Carton Show? Whatever. Here's Craig Carton, very strong thoughts on Bronny James.
These are the other guys on the USC roster last year. Now, Isaiah Collier, who's thought of is a first-round draft pick, okay? So he got drafted. But the other three guys, Rodman Morgan and Boogie Ellis, none of them got drafted, and all of them are better than you. But it never dawned on you that you might get to play with your dad.
Never had a thought.
Like, come on, man. Like, I was born at night, but I wasn't born last night. You know what I mean? And it's this kind of stuff that makes people hate the James family. And I feel bad for the kid because he's putting himself in more of harm's way. And it's just ridiculous.
Yeah, I'm going big deal. I mean, the whole process, everything about this is super unlikable. And you know what? They can shut everybody up if Bronny ends up being a legitimate player. I don't believe that's going to be the case. This whole process is very unlikable. I'm going big deal. And that right there is another edition. A big deal or not a big deal, always brought to us by the spot where Miami sports fans shop for all of the big deals, Caneswear. Have your gear delivered right to your front door when you go to caneswear.com. All right. Today's show brought to you in part by Bet Online. Thanks, everybody, for hanging out with us. Make sure you listen to me. Have a great 4th of July. Make sure you listen to me 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. tomorrow. I'm in for Greeny on ESPN Radio. And shortly after that, we'll have an all-new episode of Zaslow Show 2.0. We'll talk to you tomorrow. You know what that means. Ah, the show is over. What better time now than to go out back with a six-pack of Johnny Cuba. That's right. That's what I look forward to after every show. And now my day's work is done. I got a six-pack of Johnny Cuba. We're talking European roots with a Caribbean soul. I'm going to sit outside by the pool here at the Zaslow Mansion and just enjoy the rest of my day. Having a Johnny Cuba makes me feel like I'm right back in the Caribbean. We're talking a refreshing German lager in a can. You can get it anywhere. Sedano's, Presidente, Winn-Dixie. And right now, you got special holiday prices on six packs of Johnny Cuba. Make sure you pick up your Johnny Cuba merch as well. We got the hot sauce coming up. Johnny Cuba, stay tranquilo because more is always brewing.
With the $5 meal deal at McDonald's, you pick a McDouble or a McChicken, then get a small fry, a small drink, and a four-piece McNuggets. That's a lot of McDonald's for not a lot of money.
Price and participation may vary for a limited time only.
Who doesn't love a classic chocolate chip cookie? Famous Amos has been making them since the 70s, 1975 to be exact. With semi-sweet chocolate chips and a satisfying crunch, it's everything classic in one bite-sized cookie, and fans couldn't get enough. That's right. You'll find our original recipe, the one you know and love, in every bag of Famous Amos original chocolate chip cookies. Find Famous Amos anywhere you buy your favorite snacks.
With the Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card, you can earn unlimited 2% cash rewards on purchases you want and purchases you need. That means you earn 2% cash rewards on what you want, like season tickets to watch your favorite team, and 2% cash rewards on what you need, like paying for parking. That's the beauty of the Active Cash Credit Card. It's ready when you are, with unlimited 2% cash rewards. The Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card. That's real life ready. Terms apply. Learn more at wellsfargo.com/activecash.
Hey, parents. Greenlight is here to take one big thing off your to-do list, teaching your kids about money. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids and teens learn to earn, save, and invest. You can send money instantly, set flexible controls, and get real-time notifications of your kids' money activity. Set up chores and put allowance on autopilot to reward them for their hard work. Then, learn about the world of money together. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.